Of course, Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf needs no rewriting, and Michael Cunningham has already made a fine contemporary response in The Hours. Nevertheless, I'd like to pause in the stream of Mrs. Dalloway to develop the story of Lucrezia and Septimus Warren Smith, the novel's tragic heart. In a novel that asks whether people can read each other or the world truly, Lucrezia and Septimus, with somewhat of a language barrier, communicate with an understanding almost beyond words, aided by colour, art and playfulness. I'm more fascinated by their love story than by Clarissa Dalloway's privileged past. Lucrezia, a 24-year-old Italian immigrant, is the character who shows most understanding of mental illness. I'm interested in how the lives of carers are shaped by supporting others, and I'm interested in the way the establishment does not attempt to imagine their lives in any detail. How would I approach such a novel? Woolf gives glimpses of prequel scenes that could be further dramatised. Their meeting in Italy in World War I, Rezia's past as a milliner in Milan, her trip to Venice to stay with her aunt, where she witnesses the salute to the Italian war dead. And the two lovers, Lucrezia and Septimus, wrapped in Septimus's cloak on the banks of the Thames. Would the story begin with the domino game in the cafe in Italy? And would the novel take only one point of view? Should the story be told in first or third person, in free, indirect style? Woolf moves between their two perspectives in the scene in their Bloomsbury lodgings. Rezia's story is of marrying Septimus and leaving her family to live in England. Septimus' story is of war and shell shock. A narrative split between the two viewpoints could be a way to tell their complex stories. There are historical and political as well as personal questions. I imagine that if Rezia's family were irredentists, that is supporting the war against the ruling Austro-Hungarian Empire, then they would approve of Septimus. But might it be more interesting if they took the other side and objected to Septimus? What happened to Septimus' friend Evans? What is Septimus' story of shell shock? How did this moment in history change the lives of Septimus and Rezia and resonate into the Italian fascism of the 1920s? As well as the Italian backstory, Woolf implies many recent London scenes in her brief narrative. Rezia respects and won't destroy Septimus' writings and drawings, whereas the maid laughs at them. Rezia is caught by her need for advice from the doctors, her respect for their profession, and her fear that they will take away her husband. All the cruel paradoxes of care are focalised through Rezia's life-affirming creative nature, a stranger in London, perhaps only befriended by her landlady, Mrs. Filmer. The material feels contemporary, always relevant, and I'd want the novel to argue with Dr. Holmes in maligning Septimus as a coward and in drugging Rezia at the moment of Septimus's death, stealing her agency with scarcely a thought. My novel wouldn't be a rewrite of Mrs. Dalloway, so much as a sapling grown from the seed of an inspirational tree.